mentioned yesterday, we're going to talk about electricity in regards to a Yom Tif. So there was a thought process when the electricity first became part of the lexicon of being used, etc., to understand how electricity works and to apply it back into this sugya. So the first understanding was that electricity in the terms of a light bulb is considered ash, because when you make the filament red hot based on the Rambam, etc., that's considered ash. So that's not a deraisa to make ash on Yom Tov. The question is this what being marlid ash? Well, is it called being marlid ash? And this is the question which the place can grapple with. The argument being that we should look like electricity even inside of the wires beforehand, like it's ash ready. So it's taking ash which is there and moving it to a new place. And therefore, some at the beginning of the thought process, some suggested there should not be a problem of using electricity on Yom Tov. And you can see some early tshuvas on this topic which said that it was okay, based on the idea that electricity is like ash inside of the wires. You're just moving it to a new place into the filament, and transferring ash to a new place, as we said already, is not prohibited. Then they came to recognize that that's not correct. It's not correct to understand electricity is considered ash inside of the wires. So therefore, when you're making ash by turning on the light, heating the filament to the point that it's red hot, that's a new ash which wasn't there beforehand. So it goes into this of being marlid ash. So turning on a electric bulb, which the filament gets red hot, would be a problem of being marlid ash on Yom Tov. Then the question came up, which applies to Shabbos after Yom Tov as well, using electricity in a situation where it's not going to get red hot. You're going to use electricity to power a machine. Now, if the machine is doing something which is prohibited on Shabbos, so the machine itself is doing a malacha, so when I turn on the machine, it's like I'm doing the malacha. So that's a different problem. But I'm turning on a fan. Fan's job is to move air. There's nothing wrong with moving air, so I'm not doing malacha, I'm moving air. And there's no fire inside of it, so it's not a problem of fire. So what's the problem? So the problem was based on this concept as well. The same way there's an isra being marlid ash, which is to create a new something new. Chazal saw that as being problematic, because like it's like being borei, and therefore it's like a malacha. They said the same way that's true, it should be true. The idea of adding a koyach to the machine to allow it to do what it's supposed to do is similar to the idea of being marlid ash. You're making a new koyach which wasn't there beforehand. You're adding a new element to the machine to allow this machine to do something which it could not do beforehand. You're adding this new element to it, and that's going to be problematic. And that's how the Beis Yitzchok analyzed the problem of using a telephone, which was the question he was dealing with, which was there was no ash involved in it, there was no red hot element involved in there and anywhere in the process. But there's a problem with that. This became the foundation, the understanding of the isser of using electricity on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He based it on the isser of being merlid ash and the isser of being merlid reyach. That the Chazal said the same way you can't be merlid ash, a person cannot take a perfume or even a nice smelling type of fruit and rub it on a garment and add a smell to it on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're being merlid something. You're adding something new which wasn't there beforehand. So he said, if there's an issue of being merlid reyach, kabachar, there's an issue of being merlid koyach. Adding a koyach to the machine would be a problem as well. Later on, the Chazish came along and said, maybe this is even a higher madrig. It's not just an issue of rabbanon of being merlid reyach or being merlid koyach, but this would even issue of the raisa of boina. The same idea, taking this item which is dysfunctional, making it functional, is equivalent to boina. Take something which is not functional, making it functional. Adding electricity is making it functional. Before it was not functional, it was not doing its job of moving the air, whatever it is. And by adding this crack, I'm allowing it to do so. So that's how we understand the Isser. So on Yom Tov, as well, the same as Shabbos, the Isser of turning on any type of electric type of machine, etc. The same way that's also on Shabbos. Have a good morning.